next Larry Page won't start a search engine. The next Mark Zuckerberg won't start a social network.
And they've been done.
They've been done. So if you are, if you're copying these people, in some sense, you're not learning from them.
You say this book is about how to build companies that create new things. How do you do that?
Well, you ask yourself some tough questions, and you try to figure out what is the right constellation of things that can be done this time. When we started PayPal, there was email and there was money, and we figured out a way to combine the two. And it was in 1998, 99, that was the right thing to combine. It hadn't been done, and it was the right moment to do that. And the interview question I always like asking people is, tell me something that's true that very few people agree with you on. And if you can
give me some examples of what they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, they give bad answers, like,
It's a hard question.
It's a hard question. The education system is broken.
Or religion.
Or God exists or God doesn't exist. But these are all sort of conventional answers. Good answers are ones that are very uncomfortable, and they take you out of your comfort zone.
And they show you're willing to go against the grain.
You're willing to go against the grain, but it has to also be something that's true. So opening a British restaurant in downtown Palo Alto is unconventional, but probably not a good idea.
This might help. I was struck. You said the single most powerful pattern that I've noticed is that successful people find value in unexpected places.
Yeah.
It's always in places people are not looking. If you're looking where everyone else is looking, you're going to have tons of competition, and it's going to be very hard to differentiate. You don't want to be the fourth online pet food company. You want to be the first of a kind.
Go ahead.
You live in Silicon Valley, where ideas grow seemingly out of the grass. But there is this. Walmart, one of the biggest companies in the world, came out of Arkansas. It was not a dramatically new idea. It was just a good idea, well executed.
Mm-hmm. Well, there definitely are all sorts of different ways you can do it. You can execute on great ideas. I'd say Walmart figured out a way to scale things, to manage the inventory much better than anyone else had done. And so often the breakthrough is in a somewhat hidden way. With Walmart, it would have been inventory management in ways that people had not done before.
But I like what you said about PayPal, Peter, because you said when you started it, you were afraid. That surprised me. But you said of the six people who built PayPal, four of you had built bombs in high school. You said it's important for the founder to be led by a distinctive individual, which can be powerful yet dangerous. What did you mean by that?
Well,
CEO matters, you said.
You often have these really extreme personalities starting these companies, and you have to maybe be a little bit out of your mind to actually start a business. The people are charismatic. You have to motivate people. You have to inspire them, and then you have to make sure you don't blow the business up.
You say always hire full-time, no consultants, no part-time, no working from home, and the CEO should pay himself less than he pays other people.
Well, Gail, it's all in. When you're starting one of these things, it's a team. Everyone has to be fully on board, and the CEO needs to set a good example. If the CEO pays himself way too much, that's already a bad example for everyone else.
Peter, you and I have known each other for a long time. You also think about America and where we are. What worries you most about this country now?
Well, we're seeing an enormous innovation in technology in the world of bits and computers, internet, mobile internet, things like that. I think we need to be innovating a lot more in other areas too. So I think we need to be innovating in energy, in transportation, in figuring out ways to build cheaper and more affordable housing. Mm-hmm. And so in the world of atoms as well as bits. And I think that's what I find the big question. Are we going to continue to progress as a society, or are we in a period of relative stagnation?
I was not expecting you to wear a hoodie, but the thing about
like
you
Mark
is
Zuckerberg.
That,
yeah.
No, but I'm not even. I'm not knocking Mark. I just wasn't expecting you to wear it. But they say the word about you is that you're suspicious of CEOs in suits, and you write about nerds versus salesmen. What's your thing about people in suits?
Well, there are no hard and fast sartorial rules. It always depends on the context. If you're selling a book on CBS, you want to wear a suit and tie.
Yeah.
If you're pitching a startup in Silicon Valley and you're wearing a suit and tie, it looks like you're bad at sales and worse at tech.
Okay. Or Peter Thiel. It's a great book. I know it's based on your lectures at Stanford. It's a really nice read. Thank you so much. And ahead, take Adorable and just add water.
The only thing cuter than a puppy is an underwater puppy.
Come on.
We'll introduce you to the photographer who's taking